When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Come on. Welcome to Lifeblood. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Kareen Schneider. Kareen, are you ready to do this?
You bet.
All right, let's go. Kareen is the president of AST Private Company Solutions, Inc. They are a firm empowering companies and their stakeholders to achieve their goals through advisory, technology, and flawless execution. I'm excited to have you on. Kareen, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me. I live in California, and I'm married to a man who is living his dream, who's a pilot and a musician. So it's great to be around somebody who's just always happy. And I have two great kids, and one of them is getting married in 6 weeks. So that's kind of the center of everything right now. And just enjoy living the California lifestyle.
Nice. And tell us a little bit about AST and why you're doing this kind of work.
Yeah. Well, I run a division of AST called AST Private Company Solutions. So we focus on working with companies that are unlisted or private companies. So, you know, sometimes people call that startups, but really any kind of company that isn't on a public stock exchange. And that could be LLCs or that could be C Corps or any type of company that was developed because somebody had a great idea and decided to create the company. So what we do is we help those companies manage their ownership. And it's, you know, for many people, creating or starting a company is sometimes leading to life-changing wealth. And that's really an important part of the reason why people take the risk, really, to sometimes a risk with their career, a risk with their money, a risk with their family's money to do what they do. And it's really important when you take that risk and you kind of jump off the cliff that you make sure you manage the ownership of that company, because at some point, there may be an exit. Someone may want to buy your company, or your company may grow large enough that you decide that you do want to enter the public markets. And at that time, you have to make sure that it's very clear what you own and what others own in that company. And so generally, that's stock, you know, tracking the stock ownership. And that's what our solution, Estrella, provides to very small companies up to very large privately held companies.
Nice. Well, that's certainly everything you just said makes sense to me. Does the water get muddied along the way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there's so many horror stories. I mean, you can just go watch the movie The Social Network and, you know, see what right. The issues are. Even the television show Social, was it Silicon Valley? I think people in my business, we would always kind of talk the day after the show aired about all the cap table and stock plan issues that came up. But, you know, there are horror stories out there about people who started companies together, you know, two people, everything is great, you're getting along well. It is like a marriage. And then at some point, something goes wrong. And the cap table or the stock plan system is really the system of truth, because you might have had a lot of conversations between each other about, oh, it's 50-50, and this is what's going to happen. And things just change. I mean, people's lives change. Unfortunate events happen. You could have a falling out. And you may think to yourself, well, I own 50% of this company. And, you know, George owns the other 50% of this company. And then at some point, all of a sudden, it's not so clear anymore. And by starting day one with a system like Estrella, you can start to memorialize that information so that down the road, you can pull it out and say, well, look, this is actually what we agreed to back in 2021. And, you know, it's here. And if we're going to make changes to that, then let's discuss it. But let's not pretend like what we discussed all those years ago isn't accurate in this system.
So is it a function of you've given us some really good examples. Let's just say that you and I start a company, Kareen, and we say, you know, mm-hmm. we have this awesome idea and it seems like it has legs. And so we actually start an entity, and just through late night conversations, you know, we're writing down 50-50 on the back of a cocktail napkin and stuff like that. We have handshake agreements, mm-hmm. But never really put the stuff in an actual legal document or process. Is that where people come up short sometimes, or am I missing it here?
Yeah, no, that's part of it. I mean, it is important to document this information, and there are certainly lawyers who can help you, or things that you can find at resources online. And then it needs to be put into a system that Estrella can provide to you. And we provide our system free to any company that has 10 stakeholders or less. And we do that because we believe it's really important for these early companies to use the system and not have the cost of the system be an issue. So once you put it in the system and say it's 50-50, well, that's pretty easy. But now the third person comes along, and, you know, now there might be a misunderstanding about what you and I are going to do with our 50%. And so are we equally going to give a percentage? Are we now 33.3% each, or did something else change? And where it really, really gets complicated is when you start to take in investors. And investors are sophisticated people, and they know what they're doing. And so our system allows you not only to enter the information, but also to model what happens. You know, you and I now at 50-50, and somebody's shown up and said they'll write us a $5 million check and invest in our company. Well, what does that mean exactly? And how are you and I going to be diluted? And are we both going to give equal amounts, or is something else going to change? And so you get into things like people's titles. You know, I'm the CEO and you're going to be the COO. So do I get more than you? And like I said, it gets complicated super quick. So putting it into the system, like I said, a lot of times this stuff doesn't get pulled out till 3, 5, 8 years later. And then all of a sudden, everyone's memory is a little short.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Our competing interests that miraculously pop up.
Right.
What this definitely, I appreciate you laying that out. And now I can 100% see just all of a sudden, you know, what tangled webs we weave. How did y'all, mm-hmm. like AST has been around for, tell me a little bit about how you recognized or came to recognize this and then create a company around it.
Yeah. Well, AST is our parent company. AST is around 50 years, started the same year as the NASDAQ stock exchange. Hmm. And so we provide ownership management. We're what's called a transfer agent. So we do many other things around ownership, but ownership is kind of our lifeblood, and technology is at our core. So when we started this division almost 3 years ago, I had been working in this area. I was running NASDAQ private market prior to this. And I had actually run my own company. I'd started my own company. I'd raised money. And so I have a background in this particular area. And I just have a real passion. I use the term life-changing wealth, but I think this is the single most important thing that someone can do. I mean, if you look at Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and people like that, literally it changed their lives, what they did. And you always talk about how wealthy they are based on their ownership in their company. So you look at how many people have that dream. And sometimes the dream is, look, I just have come up with the next best great thing, and I think the world needs it, and hopefully I'll be rewarded while I do that. And there's other people who literally set out to build a company so that they can sell it. And then there's other people who want a lifestyle company. They want to build something that they want to be their own boss, and they don't want anybody telling what to do, but they want to have a nice lifestyle. So I believe in supporting all of that. I've probably been an entrepreneur since I was, 4 years old, and my dad built me a little grocery store in our basement that I would pretend that everyone would come shopping. And I just love it. So, this for me is just kind of my life's mission.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. And I think it strikes me that the more intentional we can do about everything in life, really the better. And it's sort of like an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. How possible is that for companies that are all of a sudden, these classic Silicon Valley tech startups that start small and then all of a sudden there's investor money and now there's employees? How do you counsel people to be intentional about this process?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Yeah. Well, what I find, and I've worked with a lot of startups in an advisory capacity or, providing them with solutions that we provide, and I've been doing this for so long, I really think it's important that people take care of themselves. And I mean that in a financial way. Obviously, people need to take care of their health and things like that. But I think what people sometimes do is they shortcut on the stuff that's important to them. So I'll talk to entrepreneurs and I'll say, it's really important that you document this. I was working with a woman founder the other day, has a great company, really exciting, lots of growth. And she mentioned that her lawyer was going to give himself a portion of the company. And I said, okay, so he's doing that in exchange of services. Did you document that? And, she's, well, I don't want to spend the money right now. And any money we have goes into the company. And I'm like, well, this is the company. This is important that you do this. And it's like so many other topics you probably talk about around financial health is that this is the last thing people do, and it's the most important thing. So I do think if you're going to start a company and you're putting a budget together, you have to put a budget together for some legal work. And I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not trying to pitch my own work, but I think it's important that the documents are created and then everyone signs. When I started my first company, my co-founder and I, we actually signed an agreement between the two of us, and we had a lawyer draw it up about, kind of like a prenup. What happens if this happens? What happens? How do we handle that? We didn't put in equal amounts of money. So there was already going into this relationship and an imbalance. And so, again, I look at it like a marriage. You have to really think about what is going to happen down the road so that you can protect yourself. And that's why we signed the agreement we did, is that we knew that, we weren't exactly 100% equal to one another. We brought different things to the party.
Yeah, I appreciate that. In today, there's so many conversations about shareholders versus stakeholders. So that strikes me as different and unique, and I want to sort of weave this question. And as people are building companies and trying to bring on top talent, they certainly need to incentivize them through ownership or equity. things like that. How are you thinking about that today, and has it changed with the current climate?
Well, I'm a big believer in sharing ownership amongst the employees, and I think it really motivates them. I can tell you over and over again how employees make different decisions. And so when you talk about stakeholders, you want an employee to become a stakeholder in your business. And if I'm the founder of that company, I want my employees to be making really good decisions. And making someone an owner, and there are different ways that you can go about that, motivates someone to make a decision in a different way. And when I say make a decision in a different way, make a decision for the good of the company. There's always the example. Pepsi did have this example years and years ago where Coke didn't share the equity as much as Pepsi did. And there was a little tournament in a town in Georgia. And the woman who was in charge of the tournament, she worked for Pepsi. And so she went to the head of the tournament and said, you know, I'd like to make sure we only use Pepsi products at this particular tournament. And the guy who ran the show, sure, fine. And so that got all the way back up to the CEO of Pepsi. And he went back and he called the woman and he said, you know, really appreciate you doing this. This is, you know, the little things we want our employees to do. And I'm just curious why you did it. And she said, well, I'm an owner in Pepsi, so of course I'm going to do this. So it's the little things like that that you are just intangible, that ownership changes, that a paycheck or a bonus does not change in a person, because it's so short term. And people, you want your employees to be thinking long term and making the right decision. So I'm a big believer that you need to spread the wealth. And I was telling this story to someone yesterday. There was a woman that I know, she was employing somebody who was a friend of mine. And I said, well, what's your equity stake in the company? And they came back and said, oh, she doesn't share the equity with anyone. She owns 100% of the company. And my gut was like, oh, that's not a place you want to work. And the person took the job and went there. And it was indicative of the culture of the company. Like, this person, it was her way or the highway. And, you know, the person didn't stay very long. They quit after about 9 months. And they said, you know, I just can't work there because I don't feel like I'm part of it. And in this day and age, that's what we want. We want to feel that we're doing meaningful work. We want to feel that we're valued. And, you know, that's just the way it is. And equity has a great way of communicating that every single day of the year.
Yeah, I think that those are great stories. And that's something that you mentioned, that you can use this system for free if there's 10 stakeholders or less. Is that something that yep. can be incorporated into this system?
We have the ability to track employee stock plans. So if you want to give your employee stock options, the system tracks that. It helps you do the documentation for that. And we have a mobile app so that the employee any day, because, you know, wherever they're sitting in a restaurant with their family, they can pull it up and say, look, I have stock options. And there's even an equity calculator. So if the employee is sitting with their family and they say, what if the company sold for $100 a share? How much money would I get then? It'll show them exactly what the exit would look like. So, you know, talk about motivation. If this person's maybe having a tough day or maybe looking to take on another job, these are the little things that really remind them about why it's important to work for your company.
I love it. Well, Corrine, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, my kids are going to laugh, but this is maybe a weird one you probably never heard. But you know what? I'm a big believer in calendar invites. I know that sounds really weird, but I find that my success is because I help people get together. And I know meetings is the wrong word because I use calendar invites in my personal life too. But I think so often we don't move forward because we don't organize our time. And so I just think if you are someone who isn't getting where you want, isn't as successful as you want, make it happen. Make those meetings happen. Make those family events happen. And so when someone says, yeah, let's get together sometime, don't let it be that way. Say, great, how is Tuesday at 10? And if the person goes, yeah, I think that works, then send out a calendar invite and get it on everybody's calendar. And that way it'll happen. And if you don't do that, then you'll spend the next year saying, yeah, we should get together. That sounds really good. So that's my difference making tip.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets, come on. Yeah, it's a simple little thing that I think 100% can make an enormous difference. So I think that's great. Well, Corrine, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you and Estrella?
Yeah, well, our website's pretty easy. It's estrella.com. That's A-S-T, RELLA.com. So look us up there. We have lots of great information. We have a resource center. And mine at Karine@Estrella.com, Karine@Estrella.com. And if anybody has any questions, I'm always happy to chat with them.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Karine your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to Estrella.com. That's Estrella.com. And check out all the great resources and information that they have, particularly if you are the owner of a company or a stakeholder in a company, make sure that you are doing what you need to be doing on the front end to avoid massive pain and frustration on the back end. Thanks again, Karine.
All right. Thanks, George.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.